Blog Talk Radio.
What is good, people? It's Phoenix Star 9. Today we have a very special guest, a friend of Phoenix Star 9 on friend of the show, Deron Forbes of Forbes Music Entertainment. He's also known as Mad Focus or Focus the Producer. He is an independent hip-hop radio promoter, radio DJ, publicist, and music producer, all wrapped in one, born in the Bahamas and raised in Lake Worth, Florida. I met him a long time ago back on a site called rockbattle.com where he was doing, you know, production, and I interviewed him a long time ago, and we just want to kind of get his take, you know, on music, the music industry right now, music promotion, you know, his career, that the career path that he's chosen as an independent hip-hop radio promoter, DJ, and publicist. So he does a lot. We'll be talking to him today about a few things that he's got going on right now. We'll talk to him about his success. Also, I want to note a few other things about him while we wait for him to get here. In 2015, he was able to conquer the global market as a radio promoter and marketing executive. By attaining an audience for independent talent in over 55 different countries. 55 different countries, y'all. In 2015, he was able to get over 1 million promotional spins with over 50,000 promotional downloads from DJs and radio stations around the globe. So you know, He really works hard for his artists. Also, in his list, his long list of promotional releases, he does have records from Fetty Wap, Jim Jones, Matthew Schultz, Matt Nostalgic, who we also had as a guest. I think Mazzy Maisie Maze, I hope I'm saying it right, Black Diamond, K.O. Bracey, Zaytoven, and Chop House. So you can make sure that you also follow him on Twitter, at I Am Forbes Music, and the website ForbesMusicEntertainment.com. So we're waiting on him to get here. But while we do that, we're going to play a song that we got from one of his clients called Going Solo, and this is by Randy Stay Snappin'. Check it out.
Everybody around work. Ain't no hate. Ain't no wrong home. You know, as soon as you, I feel like you ain't doing what it takes to get you out here to be able to.
My mate, get it for myself, do it for myself. I don't need no help, come and set that bell. Baby girl, I can't fuck with you, you a bro. Baby boy, I can't fuck with you, you a fucking no. So that I don't need you, I will leave you. Looking down, I don't see you, all you see through. Niggas underestimated, they don't know that I'm the greatest. Pull up with that bad bitch, told her she gon' have my baby. I lost everything I got, kind of run this back up. Come on, mama, just hold up, and my father know what's up. I'm the realest still gon' get, I'm the realest still gon' come. All this paper boy, that loose leaf. Hey, all this paper boy, that loose leaf. Yeah, that loose leaf. She want money for that Gucci. Hey, she want money for that Gucci. For that Gucci. All this paper boy, that loose leaf. Hey, all this paper boy, that loose leaf. Yeah, that loose leaf. She want money for that Gucci. Hey, she want money for that Gucci. For that Gucci. Hating on me, but I swear it made me stronger. Flexing on these niggas, think I get it from my father. Money over b****, I ain't really Marvin. Give your b**** a light, she call me the charger. Go on the flight, baby, we land in the morning. Taking niggas, boy, I call that this extortion. I don't wanna keep that bitch, I just need a portion. Shove out of them jets, then we hop right in the phone. Ladders got a brand new b**** I'm ripping up the plastic. Shorty, give me head while I'm switching lanes of traffic. Shout out to my n**** Jot the shooting like he magic. See the way I'm dressing, now these bitches call me salad. And I came up on the lick and got my money up. And I ain't hearing no more licks, I can't get locked up. And she been tripping around my city, around here flopped up. My little sister said that she gon' be a doctor. So I gotta get that money for them college fees. And when you f***ing with my family, boy, that bunch of free. And I just got another b**** she kept from overseas. And all that paper, boy, you talking about that loose leaf. All this paper, boy, that loose leaf. Life.
All right, and that was Randy Stay Snappin' with Going Solo. So that was a hot track we actually got from Randy Stay Snappin', who we interviewed not too long ago. So you can check out his interview as well. But I do believe that we have the man of the hour on the line. So let me go ahead and bring him in here. Hello, is this Mr. Forge?
Yes, yes.
How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm really doing good. I'm really happy to have you come on. You know, got to dig into your brain a little bit and just kind of, you know, see where you're at right now and how we can further help support you.
Most definitely, most definitely. And I'm happy to be here. Always
awesome.
A pleasure.
Well, you know, and then like I tell the artists, like the ones that you always that you send over, I'm like, yo, he always has the best artists. Like he always sends me like the cream of the crop. Like it's very rare for me to get any artists from you that, you know, are lacking in any aspect. You know what I mean? Like they pretty much have their stuff together, and you know, I'm like, okay. You know, that says a lot about your brand as well. So I appreciate you sending me quality artists, man. I really appreciate that.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Okay, awesome. Now, what I wanted to kind of go into, because we kind of highlighted some things about you before we got you on the line, but what I wanted to kind of to touch on here was, for you, like, I know that you're doing a lot, you know, between being the hip-hop radio promoter, DJ, publicist, husband, father, producer, all that stuff, all that. Now, how do you balance everything? Because I know you're a busy guy.
Well, one of the key things to me for balancing things out is just planning ahead. I plan everything ahead, except for, of course, the family life. But everything business-wise, I plan ahead, and, you know, I put my family ahead of all of that. So, you know, when it comes down to anything I have to do for my clients, it's always planned out 3-4, sometimes even months ahead of time, and we just mm-hmm. make sure we keep it on a tight schedule. And we never stray from the plan. We never deviate from the plan. We'll create a plan and we'll stick with it until the end. And that's the key to being efficient.
I think a lot of people can learn something from that. Me included. I'm learning to try to balance my life out, you know. And I know family is very important. Well, to me it is, and it sounds like it's very important to you too. So, you know, I can always appreciate that. And plus, in that same, you know, in that same breath, I want to say this, like, your wife is also involved, you know, in the whole Forbes, to be the Forbes takeover. So how is it, you know, being able to work with your wife? What type of role does she have? I know she's a producer as well.
Well, first things first, I want to say thank you for calling it the Forbes takeover. I'm happy you feel that way. We feel that way as well. You know, we'll get into that later. There's a lot of stuff that's been going on. But as far as my wife, you know, for one, having her as a part of the business is invaluable. And by large, Forbes Music Entertainment wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for key ideas coming from her end. So, you know, definitely that's an automatic 3 pluses right there for the fact that, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about a Forbes Music Entertainment takeover, you know, so that's one key element right there. She's always on point when it comes down to her production, and you know, she's actually done very well for herself as a producer, landing a few key placements on some movies. You know, I can call one of them. There's a new Flintstone movie that's going to be dropping. I'm not sure when, but I know they announced that she's going to have a title track on that.
Wow.
Yeah. Also, when it comes down to the business side of things with Forbes Music Entertainment. She handles all of the music. So tracks that you're loving, she's picking. You know, so that's another thing. You know, she's the head of A&R over here, and she's head of the music department. So, you know, overall, we wouldn't be marketing such good records either if not for her air and her willingness to say no when the record isn't good. The record's not good. You say no. You say, listen, I'm sorry, but you got to go work on this. You got to work on that. So, you know, it's her air that kind of picks through the bad ones and finds the good ones. And, you know, financially, she takes care of all the financial business over here as well. She and I both wear many hats. So she's the head A&R at the music department. She's head of finances, and she's also head of future investments, you know, because we're always investing in the new things. So, you know, she's also head of that department. Either she's the one that comes up with the idea for what we need to invest in, or if we think about investing in something, it has to cross her desk first.
Well, I'm going to say congratulations to her, you know, on getting that title track. You know, I will definitely be, you know, waiting for that, but congratulations on that for her. And also, it's great that y'all can work together and that y'all have that, you know, y'all have that chemistry and that she seems to help you grow as well. So that's always, you know, like you said, that's always a plus. It's always a plus. Now, before an artist can work with you all, what's something that you think they need to understand first? Like, what is the first thing that they need to know before they approach Forbes Music Entertainment?
You say, when you say key things they need to know, are you talking key things they need to know about the business before approaching us, or key things they need to know about us as far as
about you,
you know, what
about
our
about your company? Yeah.
Well, for one, we're very, very big on high quality records. And by high quality, I'm not talking about our preference as to what you talk about and the type of music you make. You know, it's just, you know, some artists still believe that buying themselves a studio and recording from home is what's going to take them over that major step. And some of them are right, but some of them are wrong, you know, in the same breath, because some of these artists have no background in music and they try to do a lot of recording at home to save money. And, you know, while that may be great, it would be better if an artist would work on one good record, you know, in the studio for you know, probably the same he spent on that studio for his home. You know, he could have worked on one really, really solid record that was recorded the right way. So we're big on quality. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can record from home and you can get that quality, great. If not, you know, we're looking for artists with actual studio quality material. Secondly, and I mean, I would say this is very, very important. I think it's equally important as high quality music is a good attitude. A lot of artists are not used to being a part of a family of musicians. So they're sometimes very difficult to break into a family system. Mm-hmm. So definitely an artist has to have the right type of attitude about being a part of a family. You know, as you just mentioned, we're a family company, so of course we're going to try to run this business as much as a family as possible. So, you know, an artist has to have the right attitude, be humble, you know, because we're going to tell you how good you are. We're going to tell you how amazing you are. That's the reason we want you to be a part of the company. But when we say, yo, you know, you're one of the dopest on the planet, don't big time us. a lot of artists that we've come across, you know, they start off very humble, but you know, a lot of times, you know, it's crazy how you can let things get to you. You know, you'll be getting airplay and, you know, more cash flowing in, and you're selling records, and you're looking better than 90% of the artists in your city. And so, you know, it's easy for that stuff to get to you. We're looking for artists who won't let that get to them, who are going to be humble through and through, no matter what, until the end. And just to name one more thing, I would say, know that we're about business. You know, we want to put out the best effort. We want to put out the best work ethic, and we want to show the world that we're not a company that's going to operate independently and look independent at the same time. So, you know, we need artists that are looking at this as an opportunity to take over, as you said. So we don't have the benefit of lacking in the business area, because that's where major labels have won the battle for a very long time. So you can't slip up in one area of business. And so, you know, I need artists to know that we're about 100% business and getting the job done.
Okay. Now, I hope I think they need to take that attitude or take that approach with anything that they do with the business. But it's good to know, because I know there are a lot of artists that can benefit from using your company and just becoming involved with your company. Now, speaking of your company, in 2014, you were honored by your company as the Independent Radio Promoter of the Year, because you gained rotation on over 100 radio stations for different underground recording artists. Now, I don't want to be so vague and say how difficult was that, but what I want to know is your approach going into that. Like, what were some of the things that you felt like were key in helping you get the rotation for those artists?
Well, first things first, I want to say that, you know, that year we had Lenny Perez, we had Rich Lawson, and we had Karen Klein. Those three individuals all were working in the radio department that year. And I decided to be a part of the competition, because I did the same thing they did, you know. So I said, you know what, look, you know, this is going to be a real competition this year. You know, I'm going to be a part of it, and if you can beat me out, you can beat me out. You know, so Lenny had actually rotation on over 80 stations that year. So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there was recognition for that. He got over 80 stations to spin records that year. And, you know, the key thing to getting somebody at a radio station spinning a record is by letting them in, you know, to your world of music, you know, and getting them involved is key.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are the type of individuals who want to know that if they play your record, that they're going to benefit from it in some way, shape, or form. Whether that's more fans sticking in for a longer period of time, or, you know, whether that, you know, a larger amount of advertising coming in, you know, more advertising revenue, whatever that is, that's what they get from the major artist. You know, if they play Lil Wayne all the time, or, you know, they play any of these other individuals all the time, then, you know, quite frankly, they're getting more business. So, you know, that's the key, you know, is to let them know that, and that's why I mentioned business was so important earlier, to because that's what these guys are looking for. So we get in with them, and we, you know, sometimes we'll, you know, put some things together where we work directly with the radio station, whether that's events or, you know, some type of promotional giveaway, whatever it is. You know, if the artist is on tour, it helps a lot. Do some live interviews and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main thing that helped was just the simple fact that they were involved. They were a part of the process of getting these artists out there, and not just, you know, some people we contacted every 2 days
mm-hmm.
with a new record.
Those connections are always, you know, and just having that type of, building that type of relationship, I think that is very important. So I can definitely see your point there. And also, it's great, like, I'm happy that you acknowledge the other people that you also work with that also, you know, were trying to reach that goal that you kind of, you know, that you kind of hit, but they definitely did their thing too. So that says a lot. Like, you know, shout out to you for shouting them out and for putting them out there. Like, that's dope. Not a lot of people will just say, you know, yeah, these people were involved too. A lot of people just sit there and take, you know, and say, oh yeah, you know, I'm the only person that was doing work or whatever. You know, so I can appreciate you just, you know, putting that out there that, hey, you know, there were other people working around me. But you did it, you know, and again, congratulations on that one from 2014. Now, one other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on. Now, I know that you are an independent radio promoter as well. You do a lot of things, but I know that you do that. So now, does this extend to both commercial radio, college radio, and internet? Like, is it all kind of you know, kind of blended in, or how is that? How do you guys kind of operate when it comes to that?
Yeah, we have a certain system developed, and it's all radio combined. So it's digital, it's satellite, it's FM, both commercial, non-commercial, you know, NPR, college, and, you know, we also handle radio outside of the U.S. as well. So we do U.K.,
mm-hmm.
Italy, France, you name it. If they have a radio station, we're communicating with them. You know, that was our first key. We said, listen, there can't be a radio station on the planet that we don't communicate with. And start now so that way in the future we can build up this rapport. And our structure is basically based on points. So, you know, of course, FM stations like in New York, the Power 105s, the Hot 97s, they're higher point ratios for those stations. And when it comes down to the smaller stations, it's sort of like, you know, if it's a small station in a small town, you know, like maybe three of those to equal up to one of our, you know, middle ground stations. You know, and digital stations, maybe, you know, 10 of those can equal to one of our smaller FM stations. So it's more of that nature where we're looking to basically just get as much radio play as we can and let that equal up to what it equals to.
Okay. Now, one thing that I kind of noticed with a lot of artists that, you know, are kind of like working, they're kind of independent, they don't really have a team like that, but you'll see a lot of people constantly saying, call this station to have my song played, da-da-da-da-da. Now, one thing that I kind of noticed with some artists is that they may be trying to or sending the songs over to the radio station themselves or having the promoter do it. Now, what I want to know about what you guys do, like, I know that, you know, you have to have your music registered. If the company is, like, a BDS radio station, you know, if the stations are BDS and, you know, the other companies as well, I can't think of them all right this moment, but any of them that pick up the spins and are notified, you know, whenever the people get spins and whatnot. Now, do you guys also help with help artists to register their music with Nielsen and all those other companies as well, or is it just, you know, they go through you for the internet, not the internet, for the radio promotion?
Well, we actually handle that ourselves, period. You know, it's not something we want to leave in the hands of the artist. It's way too important. So,
right.
You know, we just have our team handle that. BDS registration, media-based registration, sound scan,
mm-hmm.
which is something that a lot of artists don't do. But if you want any chance of being on the Billboard charts, I don't care if you sell 1,000 records in your first week, which is not big, but it's big enough to get you some sort of recognition, you know. If you do that, then without being registered on SoundScan, you got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have also, and SoundScan, by the way, is also a Nielsen company. So, you know, those two go hand in hand, BDS and SoundScan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you also have Sound Exchange, which that's the only element we have artists handle because it's a United States government company. They're responsible for paying artists royalties for digital radio play.
Hmm.
Okay, so we handle all of that ourselves besides Sound Exchange, as I said, and as well as BMI. We'll let them take care of BMI and ASCAP themselves, but we'll
mm-hmm.
make sure
okay.
we remind them.
Yeah. Because that's what I always wonder. I know a lot of artists kind of go into it, and they're just like, oh, I just want to have my song played on the radio. And they're not thinking about, you know, how is it being tracked, if it's being tracked, you know, if it's going through a radio station that might be able to track it. So it's great that you guys have that, you know, because a lot of artists, they don't know where to start. You know, they don't even know, like, the first step in that. They just want to have their song on the radio. When it's just a lot more to it, so it's awesome that you guys provide that service. And you do a lot more. Like, you get your artists interviews. You make sure that they get popping. Like, they really get popping. Like, I can't even count how many artists that you sent to me since we started working together. But like, I hope you continue to send more to me because they are pretty dope. The ones that I've came across. I know that we had Nostalgic. We had Randy Stay Snapping. We had, I think, Black Diamond. We had so many people, so many great artists that you did provide us, you know, with, like, their music and also just their personality. So, you know, it seems like you guys have a very high caliber of artists. They're like top shelf. Like, I got to say that they're top shelf. Now, again, like, how do you prioritize everything? Like, I know you said family, of course. You know, family, of course, comes first. But whenever you get ready to do all the things that you do, right? And I know you said that you plan ahead and everything. But how do you find out, or how do you set aside or say, okay, this is what is a priority, this isn't a priority? How do you manage to keep, you know, how do you manage to keep things in priority? How do you do that?
Well, public relations is the highest priority because it's sort of like word of mouth, which next to radio is the second most important thing. So, you know, although, yeah, I would say radio is most important, you know, in terms of priority, but radio is one of those things where you can only call the program director at a radio station certain times a day, certain days per week, so on and so forth. So, you know, why make that your number one thing? You know, you already know when you can contact them, you're going to do that. So public relations is number one. Communicating with the press, the media, the blogs, the magazines, communicating with those people all the time, all around the clock is most important. So if we have a news release that has to go out, you know, when we launch the office in the morning, it's
mm-hmm.
automatic. What's the first press release that needs to go out? You know,
mm-hmm.
we get that done, and normally press will end at around 12 because you don't want to be sending out press after noon. So
right.
You know, you get all the press out, and we'll stop around noon and get to communications, which is the second most important you know, in terms of priority, because of course after you've made the initial contact with all these people, then there's a lot of communication back and forth. You know, what are you looking for? Mm-hmm. What are they looking for? So you got to handle that next. And then a lot of people, I think that is a big area where they don't account enough credit for some of the failures that they have, is that the communication side of things, if you take 3 days to answer a radio station email or return their phone call, I mean, within 3 days, within just that period of time, they've probably already communicated with over 2,000 to 3,000 people. As a lot of these stations, some of them get over 1,000 just submissions alone per day. So imagine how many other communications, probably over 5,000 communications a day. And so, you know, you got to imagine that there's going to be a large amount of the competition that's going to answer back immediately. And get their bid in before you. And so, you know, I think second is communication, and then third is making sure that there is pretty much a high level of visibility. Because visibility, you know, It's to me, it's a part of everything. It's a part of communications. It's a part of public relations. It's a part of radio promotion. It's a part of street promotion. It's a part of everything. So I think next you take it's kind of like taking a look and how visible is what we're doing. You know, so I think you know, after you've handled your public relations and after you've handled your communications, then you kind of, it's kind of like sitting back and analyzing anything, everything. I think visibility is 100% about, you know, how you analyze what you're doing, you know, and that, that kind of sets the tone for your strategy for tomorrow. You know, okay, tomorrow we need to do this better, that better, this better. And I think that's what creates better visibility. It's because you take you're first giving yourself the vision. You're giving yourself the visual. You're looking for yourself to see what everybody else is seeing. And, you know, I think that those are the three biggest things to me is, public relations, communication, and visibility.
All right. You're definitely giving us some jewels here. So I appreciate, you know, you just kind of giving us some insight about how you operate, because I'm very proud of you. I mean, I know we've worked, I don't even know how long it's been. Like, it's been a long time. I know that much. It's been, I don't even know how long, but
5 years now.
So much.
Huh? It's been 5 years now. It's the first time we communicated. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you've done so much and grown so much. Like, it's amazing. Now, I know that you seem to be the go-to guy, but do you have a go-to person? Like, do you have a mentor? Or if you don't have a mentor, do you have a dream mentor that you wish you had? Or do you have somebody that you talk to, you know, that you kind of get advice from?
Well, I'm gonna give you a little bit of each. For one, if I had a dream mentor, it would probably be Diddy. Okay, I think business wise, I don't think anybody's done it better in music. He's pretty much lacked the ability to fail for almost it's been a very long time. I can't even count the decades. He's pretty much lacked the ability to fail. I mean, if you can name one artist that he's failed with, you know, completely, and I say completely as, you know, they've not even had a record that you can talk about, and I don't think that's possible. You know, he's had some artists that left the team and complained about some things, and he's had some artists that didn't live up to their full potential, but nobody was ever a complete failure. You know, so I definitely say Diddy on that. As far as a mentor at this moment that I do have, you know, I pretty much take the cue from my artists. We're a family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the cue from them. I look at them. I look at their ambitions. I look at the things that they want. I look at things that they are longing for in their career. And I let that influence me. And, you know, if there's a person I go to and talk about how do I achieve the things that these artists around me are longing for in their career, it's going to be my wife. I go and I say, you know, I say, yeah, babe, I need to talk to you. I got this idea. And, you know, she, you know, it's almost like just talking to her sparks that moment of clarity, you know, and I say sparks that moment of clarity because she absolutely hates it, because just talking to her gives me the idea that I'm asking her for to begin with. So she's like, why do you even talk? you know, and it's kind of like,
right.
You know, it was just knowing that she's listening. You know,
mm-hmm.
And you know, a lot of times, you know, if not, then she will come up with the idea. She'll say, you know what, you really should do this. This is how you should do it. And you know, and then she'll apply the pressure. You know, did you get it done? And pretty much, then there you go. That's the perfect setup. You know, somebody that's gonna help you get the idea together or spark the idea, and then make sure you're getting it done. I don't think there's a better form of a mentor or a go-to person to speak with about things.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's awesome. See, you, it's awesome that y'all have that type of relationship, and that you guys can just go to each other, that you can kind of, like, low-key steal, but you can low-key get her, you know, get her input, and you can put it to work, and it benefits the whole family. So that's awesome. That's really awesome. I think a lot of people kind of long for that type of relationship. Not everybody can get that type of relationship, but they definitely long for that type of relationship. Now, I'm not going to hold you up because we got, like, maybe a few more minutes. But before I go, I definitely want to know, you know, if there's anything that we did not ask you about while we had you on that you would have liked to have been asked. And if there's anything that you'd like to announce or, you know, state or let us know, you know, what's next for Forbes Music Entertainment, like, this is your time.
I'm you know what? I'm going to make a bold statement, Tammy. It's something that you probably never expect to hear from me, because I know I like to be on my humble side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to say that for Forbes Music Entertainment, one of the main things we look at is that the industry right now is in a major state of failure in terms of hip hop. You come to New York City and you want to put together an event, and you tell them it's hip hop, and they say we don't want that at our club. You know, there's a lot of issues that hip hop fails to acknowledge. And so because as a community we fail to acknowledge these things anymore, and I say anymore because we used to,
mm-hmm.
because we fail to acknowledge these issues, they leak over into the way that hip-hop is able to conduct business. And moving into the future, if we don't address these issues, you know, I think you know, somebody's going to be right there to take our place in music.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I do say is that coming into 2016, one of the biggest goals that we had as a company was to make our way to the head of the pack. And when we get there, we truly lead. And not just in music, but in the community. Doing things the right way, showing people the right way to do things. And, you know, I want to definitely say that, you know, for all the labels out there who are not addressing the right issues, we're 100% right behind you, waiting for that moment. And when we get it, we will show them how it was supposed to be done, how it was done, and how a lot of these guys came in, and as Dame Dash would call it, the culture vultures, you know,
yes,
who came in and, you know, basically ruined the good community structure we had in hip hop. You know, we had a Million Man March last year, and I only saw, you know, the ability for but a few hip hop artists to actually take
right.
a part. You know that wouldn't
happen. I think J. Cole was one. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know who else showed up. I know we saw the pic of J. Cole. That was that's all I saw.
And that's all I remember as well. But you know, my thing is in the 90s, the 80s, you know, that would not have been the case. Nowadays, they look at these hip-hop artists as people they cannot go to for leadership. And that's a big issue. That's something that cannot be ignored. And so, for Music Entertainment, we're here to pick the ball up. That's what we're going to do.
And you guys have definitely done that. Real quick, though, another thing I wanted to ask you about, which I may have to do a Twitter chat with you for kind of, you know, to kind of have it out there where other people can kind of ask things openly. And I might do this still. Now, I definitely would like for you to send me information on, I know from a note that you have some software, like I'm not sure, I wasn't really clear. But it was something along the lines of like radio promotion software or some type of software that you had something to do with.
Yes, it's called Radio GI Digital, and basically it's actually every label has a particular software they use for communications, and Some of those different software companies are open to working with independents as well. But we started working with some of these companies and realized that, you know what, they're just not built for efficiency a lot of times. So we decided to design our own software. And what Radio GI Digital does is it gives us the ability to target market based on an artist's location. So if an artist is in Chicago, it's going to reorganize all the contacts with Chicago as the central hub.
Right.
And so we can communicate with Chicago first, and then Indiana next, and then, you know, Ohio, and then, you know, so St. Louis, and, you know, basically it would handle the entire Midwest first, and then it would start to branch out to whatever area was the closest, whether that's the South, the Middle South, or the Southeast, the East. You know, basically it's going to branch out like that, and it's going to actually help us to, you know, retone the communication.
Okay. Well, I know we might get cut off, but I want to thank you for coming on, and you guys make sure you check out ForbesMusicEntertainment.com. Definitely check them out and follow Mr. Forbes at I Am Forbes Music. Thank you again, Deron. I really appreciate you coming on, man.
Most definitely. And if you want to do the Twitter chat thing, just you know, let me know. I mean, even if it's just if you just go ahead and launch it up and start throwing questions my way, I got everything logged into my phone, so I'm with you.
All right. Talk to you soon.